To get out of this entanglement, one has to take the devotional service of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word guru, guru is significant in this connection. The word guru may be translated as heavy or the supreme. In other words, the guru is the spiritual master. Srila Rishabdev advised his sons, gurur nasasyat namochayetya samupeta mrityum. One should not take up the post of spiritual master unless he is able to lead his disciple from the cycle of birth and death. Bhagavatam 5.5.18. Material existence is actually a chain of action and reaction brought about by different types of fruitive activities. This is the cause of birth and death. One can stop this process only by engaging oneself in the service of Vasudeva. Bhakti refers to those activities performed in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Because Lord Vasudeva is the supreme, one should engage oneself in his service, not in the service of the demigods. Devotional service begins from the neophyte stage, the stage of observing the rules and regulations, and extends to the point of spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The purpose of all stages is to satisfy Lord Vasudeva. When one is perfectly advanced in devotional service of Vasudeva, one becomes completely detached from the service of the body, that is, his designated position in material existence. After becoming so detached, one becomes actually perfect in knowledge and engages perfectly in the service of Lord Vasudeva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivara Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. Every living entity is by constitutional position an eternal servant of Krishna. As soon as one engages in the service of Lord Vasudeva, he attains his normal constitutional position. This position is called the liberated stage. Muktir Hitvan Yata Rupam Sarupena Vivastiti. In the liberated stage, one is situated in his original Krishna conscious position. He gives up all engagements in the service of matter, engagements concocted under the names of social service, national service, community service, dog service, automobile service, and so many other services conducted under the illusion of I and mine. As explained in the second chapter of the first canto, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Jana Yad Yasu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahaitukam. By rendering devotional service under the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Thus one must engage in the service of Vasudeva without material desire, mental speculation, or fruitive activity. So, Maharaj Pachina Bhargashat then is in the, you know, illusion of the material world. But he's a very pious person, right? So he's taking up this path of piety, this performance of the yajnas and everything like this, all the karma conduct, to try to relieve the misery of the material world. But Narad Muni's already explained that you can't relieve a problem in a dream by another dream. You have to relieve the problem of the dream by waking up. Right? Because otherwise you're just shifting the difficulty from one place to another. The other example is given, you're carrying a burden, you have it on your head gets tired, you put it on your shoulder, or you carry it on the end of your arm. In any case, you're still, the burden's there, it hasn't gone away. You've just shifted it around. So pious activities simply shift it around. Right? Any material activity, that's all it can do. It can't relieve. So this idea that through the material endeavor, through the material arrangement, I will actually succeed in becoming happy, can't work. Because the soul's not material. The soul is material, yes, then you could easily, right? You know, the rock's sitting on the side of the road, and it's fine, right? It's not complaining, right? So it's on the side of the road, the kid comes along, picks it up, throws it in the tree. It doesn't care. So the problem is the material world bothers us because it's not the nature of the soul to be here. The soul is eternal, the material world is temporary. Souls full of Ananda, material world, is dead matter. How much can you squeeze out of dead matter? Right? It just doesn't work. So that's the problem. Is that we're trying to find a material solution to a spiritual problem. So Prabhupada gives the example there. There's all these different arrangements that you make. Social arrangements, national arrangements, you know, personal arrangements, you know, arrangements of your dog, your car, you know, anything. It doesn't matter. It won't give you the solution you're looking for. It can't. It's two different things. Right? Does that make sense? You know, it's like I'm having a problem in the cooking, why I'm cooking is sticking to the pan. So I go out and adjust the carburetor on my car, right? That'll do it, right? Every time, you know? Right? Why? Because it's a titanium carburetor, right? It doesn't stick, right? That's why it works, right? Science, right? Practical. So that's the problem, is we think that it's that we mentally concoct that there's a connection, but there's no connection. The soul and the material world is no connection. So the soul is suffering. Material nature is not suffering. You know? The table's not complaining about the new vase you just put on there. It's so heavy. Right? Like that. Now you're going to put flowers in there and water? I mean, give me a break. You know? Is that problem there? No. Maybe that's why when we walk by the table we you know, stub our toe. Actually, we shouldn't have, but the table sticks its leg out just because it doesn't like all the stuff on top. Does that make sense? You know, so that's what's going on, is that we're making all these mental concoctions, these connections that don't exist. So the solution that Narad Muni is giving here is that simply take up the service of the Lord. Right? Because we're doing activities. The activity is not the problem. Actually, that's a good thing that we're active. If we're not active, that's more of a problem. But we're active for the wrong reason. We think that by doing this activity, it will relieve my pain. But actually, we should be doing the activity to give Krishna pleasure. Then it will work. Because then you have a spiritual solution. So then it's being pointed out that unless you purify the mind, that this isn't going to work. Because as long as the mind thinks, no, material nature is great, how is it going to function? Right? Because you're only going to commit yourself to an endeavor, and by that commitment, you'll get the quality of return. Right? If I don't commit, the activity doesn't go well, and then the result's not well. So if I don't commit, so that commitment is faith. Right? I have faith that by doing this, I'll get the result that I want. Right? There's a relationship. You commit to the relationship because you feel that this will work. Right? You commit to any endeavor because you have faith that it will give you a result. Right? So this commitment then is you commit to the spiritual endeavor. That by doing it for Krishna, that will make me happy. Right? If I'm part and parcel of Krishna, if Krishna's happy, you're happy. If you're happy, your hand's happy. Right? Isn't it? It works. So, the whole point is if the overall's not happy, like if somebody's sitting on your hand, you're not happy. Right? Your hand's not happy, and you're not happy. Does that make sense? But the point is not to make the hand happy, it's to make you happy. That's the whole point. So, therefore, if we take this, if we purify the mind by understanding, by this proper association of devotees, proper philosophy, proper detachment, then we see that it becomes very easy. Because the point is that mind is only accepting and rejecting. That's what it does. That's its job. Right? But it accepts and rejects based on the options available, given by the intelligence, and the ego that you have. Because if you have a big ego, even if you have a good option, sometimes you don't take it. Right? So it's not intelligence that's the final decision. It's your ego that's your final decision. Right? Does that make sense? That's why we know the guy with the big ego, even though he's doing everything right, at some point will do something wrong. Why? Because it's his ego that he makes the decision by. Right? But it's the mind that makes that decision, but it's based on the ego. So if your ego is, I'm the body, the decision will always be wrong. But if the ego is, I am servant of Krishna, then you'll start making correct decisions. So that's why it says only by the purified mind. Because otherwise you can say, well, it's not purified, can I get... But that purification simply means I identify as I'm servant of Krishna. Does that make sense? So, the point is that he makes him here, gives the term of parampara, anartha parampara. Like, because generally we don't take it like that. It's generally translated as chain of action or reaction, or chain of, you know, activities, or, you know, like that, a chain that's linked. But in here, it's been pointed out, it's a parampara, right? There's one activity, develops it, it has a common mentality, that develops the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Right? I have a value in money, so I work hard to get money, so I get money. And so from that part, that element, the next stage in the parampara is I have money, I'm a wealthy person. Right? And then because that ego, then over time you lose the money. But it's still, I want money. And so now you become a thief. Do you understand? So the whole thing is that this parampara is going on by you perform bad activities, you identify with it, then you want to do bad activities again. This is the difference. We sometimes wonder what's the materialist and the devotee. They both do something wrong. But the devotee doesn't identify that this is me. Right? That's why he's still sadhana. But the materialist, he thinks, I am that. Right? And we're not talking here Shankara, I am that. We're talking materialist, I am that. Yeah. Okay, so we should say materialist is I am this, right? Because that's from here. And spiritual, I am that, right? From there. Okay. So does this make sense? So this parampara is there. So unless you break, you know, give up this material parampara, all you have to do is, that line is there, whatever the line is today, from that material activities, the result, you simply have to connect that to Krishna. Then it changes parampara. It's simple. I mean, that's the whole wonderful thing about Krishna. It's so simple. Of course, the difficulty is applying, because we're attached to not applying. But the process is very simple, so if we accept that simplicity, it makes it very easy for us, because we know always what to do. Whether you can do it, that's another thing, but at least you know what you should be doing. Right? That's always more comforting. If you know what actually is supposed to happen, you know, whether you can do it or not, it's better than if you don't know what's going to happen. Right? You know, just like if you know you're sick, you know, no one knows what it is, and then you find out what it is, you feel better than when you didn't know what it was. Right, unless it's, you know, fourth stage terminal something, you know, then that may also be a bit of a problem, you know. But does that make sense? Okay, so now the whole idea is that the material is there, the spiritual is there, the soul is spiritual. So one has to only function on the spiritual. But the nice thing about it, since God made this creation, then it's within his kingdom, it can be engaged in his service. It may be inferior materials, but it can still be engaged. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the backyard is still the parent's kingdom. The kid goes out in the backyard, picks a dandelion, gives it to his mom. Okay? Now it's not of the same quality, you could say, of the, you know, how you say, 2 dozen long-stemmed roses that the husband brought home. But it works. Why? Because of the devotion. So it's not what you're offering, it's the devotion of which you do. Right? But that doesn't mean that now, okay, we make a thing that only dandelions are in the backyard. No, the point is, it's the best you have. The kid only has dandelions, right? He doesn't have an allowance yet. Right? When he has an allowance, then he can buy something better. But right now he doesn't have one. So dandelions are where it's at. Right? Does that make sense? So the point is we have the material world, it's Krishna's, all we have to do is engage in Krishna's service. That's all. Same situation, same activities, but just the ultimate need has to be to please the Lord. As long as it's temporary, based on the temporary flight, we'll get a temporary result. And the soul, which is eternal, doesn't appreciate that. Anything good, the soul doesn't want to last temporarily. Okay, bad, okay, it could be temporary. But good, it should be permanent. Does this make sense? So that's how it just simply, you just have to change what parampara you're functioning in. That's all. Right? The parampara, just the material, mundane concepts of life, or the transcendental viewpoint given by Krishna and the devotees. That's what you have. Okay, so any questions on this? Yes. Mike.
You were speaking a little bit about the ego and
yes.
how it affects our decision.
Yes.
So, Srila Prabhupada in various places in his books recommends actually that devotees worship Lord Shiva or Sankarshan for controlling the ego.
Right.
So could you speak a little bit about how that works and how this seeming instruction about devotion to Shiva seems to contradict various other instructions about not approaching the demigods?
Huh, yes. We'll take it back, but first the definition of Shiva here, we're meaning who's the devotee. So in other words, approaching the devotees, one can't free oneself of that. Now, Shiva, the demigod, that means not who we're worshipping. Sada Shiva, who is the, you know, pure, it means actually he's basically Narayana. Right? But there's that mood of that he is the controller of the false ego. Because when the Lord glances at the material energy, then the jiva's time and false ego go in. And that's what changes pradhan in the mahat. Right? So he's the Lord of that false ego. So it's that false ego that we're burdened up with. Right? So you have the gross obvious that is here from what we call the subtle body, the linga sharir. It means you have the gross body, the stula shuri, you have the linga shuri, the subtle. But it's actually that first glance is the karana sharir, is the cause of our material existence because we think I'm the controller and enjoyer. Because controller and enjoyer, that's generic. Then we have a specific condition, false ego, I'm the controller of this, the controller of that. So you try to regulate that second manifestation, but the real solution is to remove the first. So, therefore, the Lord in that mood of Sankarshan is where that ego is controlled. Right? So then, this means so that the Sadashiva aspect of Mahavishnu, because he's the creator, that's Hiranyagarbha. He's the maintainer, that's Vishnu. He's the destroyer, that's Sadashiva. Right? That's outside the material creation. But now, he is coming from Sankarshan, and Sankarshan's coming from Balaram. Right? So in other words, you can look at it from a few different directions. By the grace of Balaram, one is freed from all material attachment. That's why, so by worshipping Lord Nityananda, one is free from the material entanglement. That's Nityapada Kamala, it's describing that process. At the same time, as we see, is that specifically that directly the false ego that makes us identify with it, and therefore that's the problem, that's controlled, we said, by Mahavishnu. And so that's Advaitacharya. Right? So by worshipping Advaitacharya, then you get the blessings. You free yourself from false ego, and you get the blessings of Nityananda. You're freed from material entanglement. You get Lord Chaitanya's blessings. You get love of God. Right? So it's just a matter of understanding the sameness there. So it's just like if we see something, the potency of something, like the greatness of the ocean, it's not that amount of molecules of water that are the greatness. The greatness is Krishna's potency. So then from that we go back and think of Krishna's potency. So that greatness is there, the potency, the Brahman element, that Krishna's controller of that, the Paramatma element, but he is the person, he's the one, the origin. So we get back to Bhagavan. So one always takes it back to Bhagavan. One never leaves it. It's And it's, you know, if you leave it at the lower stage, and that's, you know, pantheism or what do you call it, polytheism, like that, or monotheism, where you only accept the greatness of God, but not actually the personality, then that's the next stage. But when you accept the personality, that's Bhagavan, that's Vaishnavism. So it's just a matter of, we always accept at the top level, but others do the same thing, but at a lower level. So the activity looks the same, but the flaw is that they don't have that full understanding of how that whole line of potency then works. Is that okay? Yeah. Yes, makes sense. Mike. On the very bottom, there's this funny little switch.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Could you please clarify one question for me? It's difficult to understand. You told that we shouldn't stop our material activity, like our job, for example, but we should do what we are doing, but for the pleasure of the Lord. For example, I'm a lawyer. Yesterday, I checked thousands of criminal cases, I don't know, about murder, drugs, and or about eviction or labor dispute. And I've done that because of my duties. I should do that. I have a contract for that.
You're a prosecutor or defendant?
No, in Europe, it's called for human rights.
Sorry?
I'm working in the court of human rights, just the lawyer.
Okay, but as a...
No, I'm just a lawyer. There is no...
Okay.
So, I'm wondering, yesterday I checked that because of my duties, but now I understand that I should do that for the pleasure of the Lord. I mean, how can I check the same cases? What should change in my consciousness and in my activity, in the process, not in the results, but what should be changed that I should do that for the pleasure of the Lord? How can I check the same cases about murders and drugs for the pleasure of the Lord that I cannot understand?
Means we also will take a few different angles, if that's okay. Yes? Okay. So, one thing is now, if you're checking all these things, what's the result of you checking all these things?
The result is we are helping people if they really have some problems, they are receiving some compensation from our court. If
okay, no, that means they receive that benefit, but why are you doing it? Why not let someone else do it? Why you are doing it?
Because I'm a lawyer, I have to do that. It's my
okay.
profession, it's what
yes,
I choose
so that
for my
means you get paid by that, right?
Yes, of course.
And then the point is Krishna consciousness is your lifestyle.
Yes.
Right? So now this money from your occupation maintains your lifestyle.
Yes.
Right? Because if you don't have money, then basically it means the principles of your lifestyle may be able to remain, but the facilities then are going to change drastically. Right? It means you'll have a place to stay, just as, you know, in front of, on the sidewalk somewhere, instead of on the other side of the door. Right? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So, in other words, if the situation you're in now is comfortable for you to execute your lifestyle so that you can be Krishna conscious, then that's the occupation you have to do. You understand? So that's one aspect, is that it itself may not have a direct connection, but the results of it are there. So therefore, it's counted as that. You know what I'm just saying? Let's say, like we were saying before, you want to cook dinner, but you have to go to the market. But going to the market actually is not cooking dinner. You know what I'm saying? But to go get to pay for that, you have to go to the ATM and get some money first. The ATM is not also cooking, right? It's not that you go up and push the button and go, spaghetti, right? And it comes out, right? You know, like that. Does that make sense?
It's a question about the results, but I'm asking about the process. What should change in my consciousness? How can I...
Okay, but first we have to get the means. If you want to deal with the case, you have to deal with the situation. When the situation is firm, so that it's in the line with what you want, then you can make your point. If I go straight to the point, it doesn't make sense because the situation isn't correct, right? Isn't it? That's the logical thing. Create the field, then show what should be done in the field. I mean, create the field, show the result that you're supposed to get from that field, and then what is the process to get it? Well, logical. Yeah. So you have to see the field first. So the field is that the reason you're doing your job is not so much to help people as to get money. Now, you're more comfortable doing a job that helps other people, but you're the most comfortable getting money. You have to get money, otherwise you wouldn't do the job. You know what I'm saying? If you were doing everything 100% pro bono, how are you going to maintain yourself, right? You understand? So we have to be realistic here. Of course, it deals with that. But the point is those are false identities. The real reason everybody in the world has an occupation is to maintain their lifestyle. And most people don't know that. And they can't tell the difference between their occupation and lifestyle. That's why they suffer. Right? Especially in your profession. They think the profession is the lifestyle. That's what they're all day. That's why their marriages fall apart. That's why they drink hard liquor. They don't drink beer. Lawyers don't drink beer. They drink hard liquor. Right? You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole point, is that we have to be realistic. Now the point is the idea is people should be good and do their duties. Right? Isn't it? That's the normal thing. If someone's properly trained in proper association, they grow up to be a good person that does their duties. Right? And so if you have that, society works perfectly. Right? Now the problem is because of this materialistic mentality, which is a lack of Krishna consciousness, that people don't do their duty. That's where it falls in the file on the table in front of you. If all parties are doing their duty, it's not on your desk. Because one or both parties are not doing their duty, that's why it's on your desk. So in other words, to maintain the social status so that good people can actually function without being overrun by people who are not good. Because the point is bad people, their idea is to control everybody who's good, right? Because the good ones are easy, right? It's the bad ones are tough. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, one has to be, the justice and punishment is absolutely necessary if you're going to keep the society functioning in its actual pious, natural, normal, balanced way. Because criminals are only afraid of punishment. That's all. Right? Of course, that's there also, but that's also lack of, and the only way to solve all these things is Krishna consciousness. The person's criminal mentality, solved by Krishna consciousness. That even he gets punished, he still doesn't appreciate it, it's still lack of Krishna consciousness. Right? Does that make sense? So in other words, this is the mechanical step in the process just to make sure that all these people don't bother the people that are nice. Right? Now, in that profession, the way it's designed now, you don't really have an option to preach to and deal with these people and make them more Krishna conscious through the profession. Personally, maybe, but not through the profession. All the, you know, how you say it?
Through prasada.
Yeah, that you can do. So then that's the way to do it. They're coming to you for whatever it is, you can give them prasada. So it doesn't matter. They're the nice guy, you give them prasada. They're the bad guy, you give them prasada. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gets the shot. So, in other words, if nothing else, you're taking part in just seeing to, because it's God who is the maintainer of the universe. So part of maintenance means you have to control those who go against the maintenance. You know what I'm saying? So it's not direct. It's not like chanting Hare Krishna or taking a shot. But it's still in that indirect, you can see how the process is connected. But giving a shot, that's direct. You know, or you can have some light music in the background, it's kirtan. Whatever it is, you can do, put up pictures about Krishna. You can do something. These elements are direct. So just by that association, they get sukriti. When that sukriti, that means pious, devotional pious activity, when the sukriti builds up and eventually develops faith, then they take up the process. So you can simply add to that sukriti. Does that work?
So if I'm not identifying myself with my job and I have nice association and making job that helps people and I don't know, feed them prasadam, it's everything is okay.
Yeah, that's that. But the point is you're not identifying with the job, that doesn't mean it's not your duty and that you don't do it very well.
Yes.
In other words, you're doing it not the results are for Krishna. So even getting the money is so you can live a Krishna conscious lifestyle. Right? So from knowledge, that's why it says knowledge and detachment. You function on that, that's the mode of goodness. That will make it go work. You'll become a better lawyer. And others won't understand how do they do so good. It's the mode of goodness. Right. Something else? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Maharaj, I'm not sure why you didn't cover what I thought was going to be the next stage of answering the question, but what I was thinking is that even better than that was when the lady lawyer connects her duty by serving, let's say, a spiritual society like Islam, where the occupation is then directly related to.
It's still indirect, but it's still it's closer. But the thing is there's a lot of lawyers in our congregation. There's only so much work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in America, you know, Sesha and Anutama, and I think Narayan, like that. Is there a fourth one? Balaban, okay, four. For America. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, is that you can, if there's something that they can do, then nice. But the general tendency is devotees never think devotees are professionals. So that's also, you have to work on that part. Or the karmis think, lawyers are professional, right?
Okay, so maybe that's a matter of detail.
It's a matter of detail, but the point is that's there. But we're talking about now that can apply in everything. Like, how do you engage, you know, that little brush in your bathroom behind the toilet in Krishna's service? Everybody's got one. So the same principle applies to everything. So we're giving a generic principle. She's applying to a lawyer, but the next person's not a lawyer. They're a doctor. You know what I'm saying? So how to apply each one of those? You know, the guy's a taxi driver. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a limited purview of all that being taken care of by the temple. So when you have a huge community, they have to be able to connect it, though it's indirect. Because Grihastha life means indirect. Because the direct is, you know, what we're doing now, but when this class ends, then starts the indirect, except, of course, breakfast is direct. But after that, it's indirect. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point, is Grihastha life means indirect. That's why Brahmacharya Vanaprastha Sannyas means the direct is greater, indirect is less. Grihastha means indirect is greater, and direct is less. Doesn't mean the direct is less, has less influence, right? It just means the opportunity to engage all that. Does that make sense? But if there's an opportunity, of course, you do stuff for the temple.
Someone is a plumber, there's plenty of work here in Mayapur.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. So, yeah. Anything else? Sir? No? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivedanta ki, Janata Gaurapremana ki.